podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. We own three of them, and I can tell you personally, even before they became sponsors, their customer service is second to none. Every time I've had any issues with any of my machines, going back to the way old ones, they've always taken really good care of me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com. Oh, and mention us, and they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins or Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We always tell our players that they should be working on their craft. I challenge you to work on your craft. Come over, join a community of like-minded coaches who want to make this game better. It's the reason I started Teach Hoops, is to help pay the bills for all these podcasts, but even more importantly, to give back to this great game that has given me so much, and to set up a roadmap for you to be successful, not only on the court, but off the court. And we offer a 14-day free trial. So come over and kick the tires around, see if you like it, and let's head off to the podcast. All right, so what's today's topic, Coach?
We are going to talk about season end, like wrap up. What do you do, right? What does it look like for a youth coach to wrap up their season here in the States? You know, we're talking February, so, you know, a lot of youth teams are just ending. And I had a few coaches reach out to me and say, hey, do you have X? What do you do for your team wrap up? We're going to dive into what that might look like for you. What do you say to your kids? Do you give them an evaluation at the end of the year? How do you keep them excited about playing between seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. Again, coaching youth hoops can be a wide range of levels.
Correct. Right, and ages, right? And levels, ages, right?
Yeah. So I think what you're going to do with a third grader and what you're going to do maybe with an eighth grader are going to be different as far as scale right. goes. And also, you know, are you coaching their school team? Are you coaching just a rec team? Are you coaching? Sure. So I think there has to be, I've always thought there should be something at the end, some sort of celebration, some sort of, you know, can it be a pizza party? Can it be a banquet? Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Some sort of celebration. But again, it changes with the ages, I think. And I don't want to say seriousness, but maybe level or,
right.
you know, some of that stuff. But, and again, I'm not probably going to sit down with every third grader and talk to them about, you know, but definitely with middle schoolers, when I did my kids, it wasn't maybe an official evaluation. Eighth grade, I definitely gave them an official one, but you know, here's things you need to work on. Here's things you're good at. Here's, you know, what do you see for yourself in the future? Blah, blah, blah. What do you want to be? What's your, you know, talk about those goals and roles and goals kind of things, I think, moving forward.
Definitely with the seventh and eighth graders, I think you're absolutely right on. I do that now with the ones that I know that are, I'll call them serious, that they want to play in high school. And, you know, the other day I just told the girl, I said, look, it's January. You have high school tryouts in October. Like this is, you know, that's just a few months away. Right. And they'll have open gyms starting, right? They'll have open gyms in the middle in June and July, June or July. That's the summer program. Then they'll have open gyms at the start of the school year in August, September-ish timeframe. And then, you know, they'll have tryouts in late November. I mean, late October, early November. So it's like, okay, if you're serious about playing in high school, it's time to turn it up and get some extra reps in. So what I do for that age group is I just, you know, I give them a plan, at least a general idea of seriously, like, if you want, what do you need to compete in high school? What do you need to do over the summer? And then I go through their strengths and weaknesses.
Right. No, I think that's important. I mean, and again, it's What I would also recommend, I did this with my kids, is like, I didn't do that with my son. I had someone else when we were going through stuff. I had one of my assistants or something, just because it would be
definitely
a different voice to hear that.
Yeah.
But again, you know, if you remember they're 11, you don't need to have like, you know, a sit down banquet. People sometimes go a little bit overboard.
Well, I did what I did with when I had my youth team. We did awards just at the end of the year, you know, MVP award, most improved. And I just made up, you know, I made up a few award names based on the team. And I thought, you know, I have this player in mind. So, you know, I'm going to come up with a unique name for that particular player, you know, and what their strength was. And then I just printed out little certificates, like the graduation certificates that you can buy at an office store. And I just filled it, office supply store, and just filled their names in. And, you know, everybody got it. It was fun, right? And, you know, they just talked about each person,
right?
You know, group. We had a party and we just, you know, talked about each person. This, again, this is the more the younger grades. And, you know, we just had that celebration, and then we were done, right? You know, if they wanted more, I gave them more, right? If they want, you know, if they were looking to do, but at that age, they're, you know, if they're in a rec league, CYO league, you know, they're done and on to their next sport, right?
Right. So, and part of it is like, you know, you want a little closure,
right?
But you also want, you know, yeah, they're moving on. They're, you got to remember their age level too. It's like, you know, they just soon go to Pizza Hut or do something.
The priority though is got to get them back for next year, right?
Yes.
Get them excited to play, and the memories that they created on the team, and the, you know, how it ends is important. So yeah, absolutely, to, you know,
just hey, some before sort of we recognition. Go, before we, I got a couple other points I want to talk about. Let's talk about our sponsor again, brought to you by. So tell me what would go into the eval that you would talk to for a kid.
What age group are you talking about?
Let's talk middle school, I think.
So middle school, yeah. So basically, it's not too in depth, but I have a sheet that I go through them, you know, and I write down, it has kind of grading them by their, you know, how well they passed, rebounds, etc. Right. And then with Game Changer, you can just go back and look at all their stats, right? If you're recording it and you're not going off your memory. But again, I don't go into a lot. I think about the sandwich technique, meaning here's the things that you did really well. Here are a few things you can improve upon. And then kind of here's the plan moving forward for you to focus on. And it's very light. It takes a couple, you know, a minute or two. You know, you don't want to spend a lot of time. I would also say it's person dependent. If I know they're a basketball player and they want to play basketball, or at least I'm not a fringe person, or they're just, you know, they're just there for fun and they're after next year and they're not going to play in the next 2 years. But that's kind of how I think about it. And then, like I said, we have the award ceremony as well, which I just made up, right?
And as they get older, the gag ones are kind of fun that you could do. Don't let the kids know where we're going, but those can kind of be fun too. No, I always think, especially at this age, if it, the younger ages, it should fit on a half a sheet of paper, three positives to one negative, probably five positives, negative, if you really want to be truthful. And then, the middle schoolers, I tended to get down to one sheet of paper. I just wanted it to be precise. Here's what you need. Here's what I saw, blah, blah, blah. Here's places if you need help or mm-hmm. how you can get help. I think that's important. I agree.
Yeah. Just some feedback.
Feedback.
I think that's really healthy for the kids to grow. And you know, it should be a positive experience for them at the end of the year. Again, that your goal is to get them to continue to play.
Yeah, you
don't want to be their, Collins always said.
You don't want to be their last coach. All right. Anything else, Coach?
That's it.
All right. And we got to go over and check out what? Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.